The details of the city's $2 million in COVID grants for Bethel businesses and nonprofits are still under development. Details like when to apply and how much money each organization can apply for, they have not yet been finalized. But City Manager Vinny Carrazza says applicants won't have to bend over backwards to prove they were impacted by the pandemic.
The onus is not so heavy that, you know, small businesses, you know, maybe a one-person shop, won't be so burdened that they need a whole accounting firm to justify it.
Carrazza says the city is partnering with the Bethel Community Services Foundation to administer the grants.
Because they have a lot of experience managing grants.
He says the foundation and the city will finalize details for the program by the end of July, after the city council approves the CARES budget. The biggest line item in the CARES budget is $3 million of payroll for firefighters and police officers. Those wages are already accounted for in the city's normal operating budget. Although the CARES Act states its funds can't be used for the city's normal expenses, Alaska Municipal League Executive Director Nils Andreasen says a public safety payroll is an exception to that rule. Carrazza says that $3 million will either go into the city's savings account or the city could have a mid-year budget modification. He said in the last budgeting process, department heads requested a number of new positions that the city didn't have money for at the time.
In a revisit, we will say, remember back in May, you had to make those tough decisions, but now we actually have this $3 million. Would you like that to just go on our balance or revisit some of those tough decisions that you were not able to make?
The remaining items include ideas Carrazza has already floated: lodging and transport for travelers quarantining between Anchorage and the villages, taxi coupons for elders, and financial incentives for airport testing. Carrazza says the airport testing incentives program has new headway after the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation approached the city about coordinating with their effort. He says the city plans to have a booth at the airport next week and that the need for more testing is urgent.
We just got another positive case. I'm like, well, we got to do something. Man. This is 17 cases in our region. We got to get at least people to test or something.
He says passengers arriving at the airport will get to choose a $25 gift card from many different businesses in Bethel. He's also planning on leaving almost $2 million that the city can hold for, quote, unforeseen expenses, with cases of COVID-19 climbing in the YK Delta and around the nation. Bethel City Council will take a first look at the CARES budget at its meeting on July 14th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.